And now.
Capital 263.
It's another great day. My name is Lizwe C on Twitter, or Lizwe Chitanganya, and I'm hosting this show with my boy, Josh. What's up, man?
I'm good, my guy. Hey, it's been a minute since I've been on air.
Yeah, you've been missing on air. A couple of shows went up without your voice there.
Life happened. My name is Josh Zawe. You can find me on Twitter at SixLegend. And you can find us at MikeSetMatch on Twitter.
Yeah.
Please give us a follow, give us a shout out. And yeah, let's get the conversation going.
Yep. And MikeSetMatch is brought to you by Capital 263, who are the hosts. And today we have a special show as well, as usual.
Yeah, we're looking at developmental rugby today.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of guys from the under 21s. I see they're wearing their Zimbabwe rugby t-shirts, junior rugby.
Yeah, be sure to check out the pictures.
On our Instagram page. Do check out Capital 263's Instagram page for the pictures from this show.
Yeah. So this is gentlemen here. Are playing currently for Older Aryans under 21s. They play rugby. So today our major focus is on rugby. How are you guys?
Fine, thanks. No, you this way.
I'm good. I have Tamuka Pamira. What's up, man?
Nothing, bro.
Yeah?
Easy. Yeah.
What position do you play?
I'm an outside center and I also play wing.
Okay. Yes. You're the quick guys.
Yeah, one of those.
All right, cool. And Tamuka, you on Twitter, Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, okay. Snapchat.
Oh, okay. How can people learn more or befriend you on Facebook? Are you Tamuka Pamira on Facebook?
Tamuka Pamira, but there's a Palmsy in between.
Oh, Palmsy.
Yeah, people call me Palmsy.
Get in there, Palmsy. All right. And we also have Kuda Kwashi Ndoro. What's up, man?
Yes, that's me. This is my first time actually being on air.
There's always a first time for everything.
Yeah, I actually wanted to say it, you know, feel more like a host as well.
So we'll be keen to hear your voice more, because if you're hosting, you have to be loud and very clear and prominent in the discussion. Are you on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram? Where do people find your face?
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Why those two? Why not on Twitter?
I don't know. I'm not really into social media that much.
Okay.
But I just feel...
You focus more on the sports.
Yeah, if it was sports chat or something, I'll probably be there as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And what position do you play?
I play eighth man or flank.
Nice.
All right, great. Gentlemen, we have a few issues for you that we'll hope you can help us understand a bit more about developmental rugby in Zimbabwe. So the first question, I guess, is... what do you think is the problem with Zim Rugby right now in 2017? What would you say is the issue? If someone wanted to, you know, maybe sponsor Zim Rugby and they asked you the question, what is the problem with Zim Rugby? What would you say?
I think I would say between high school and club level, like what Josh was saying earlier on, there's a big gap.
Okay.
Like most people, if they finish high school, they can't play under, there was no under 21, so they can't play rugby anymore. They just sit around or they start applying for, they are not focusing on academics instead of following maybe their sport. So I think if they focus more on the under 20, under 21, under 23 age group, I think as you grow up, we're already into a professional system for the sport.
So okay, so basically what you're saying is there was no under 21, there was high school rugby.
Yes.
Then there was the senior teams.
Senior club.
There was nothing in between.
There was nothing, no club rugby, not.
Okay, so Older Aryans under 21, when did this start?
It started last year.
Is it? So it's a fairly new thing that they're doing.
Yes.
And I still remember, if you still remember during the Cairo Sports interview, they actually mentioned that Older Aryans is the one of the few clubs in this country that is trying to better the system.
That is true. So do you, have other clubs also adopted this under 21 system? Who are you going to be playing against? Is it just an OH thing, or RS Sports Club also has a 21s team? I've heard of the challenge that happened. Was it a month ago in Blawayo? The under 21s teams were playing against each other. Is that the same concept in Harare?
Yes, that's the same concept.
Okay, so all clubs have an under 21's team that you guys compete with?
Yes, but in Bulawayo, they're playing their own league.
Okay.
And then in Harare, we have our own league.
All right.
So how many teams are in the Harare league?
We had 12, but unfortunately, I think it's about two teams that pulled
teams,
out.
Two teams that pulled out.
That so now it's just 10 teams.
Field players anymore. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and they couldn't field players because of money issues or what?
No, not exactly. It's lack of depth. Like
they don't have enough players in the squad.
Exactly. Spot. Like Pamir was saying, you have most of the players applying to university and other guys sitting out. Those that are not academically gifted, they're looking for work to be mechanics and whatnot. So you don't have a lot of players anymore, and most of them are out of the country. So you probably have the good clubs, like maybe OH, Harare Sports Club, and Old Georgians, taking all the players.
Uh-huh.
Yet we need about 12 or 15 teams to start a league. So guys are now filling in other players that are not exactly that good, but then willing to just play.
Okay.
So that's when you find out when they actually play against the well-conditioned guys, they have a hard time playing the games. That's when you find a lot of guys prone to injuries and getting injured halfway through the season, and then you have a team pulling out because they don't have enough players anymore.
All right. In your opinion, what does a professional system entail? Is it, would you guys rather have salaries, or do you want medical cover? Do you want great sports equipment? What would you call a professional, setup for development of rugby?
I think it certainly comes with every package. Like, you need to have a bit of everything. If you can't have everything all in all,
uh-huh.
Like they need to cover your medical issues. Yet they need to give you money for your appearance fee and whatnot, which is what motivates people. Because if you look at it in Zimbabwe, sports rather, just to be general,
uh-huh.
you can't have someone just playing a sport and saying I'm living off it. It's not like South Africa, New Zealand, or England that someone can actually say, oh yeah, I play rugby, I own a house, I've got a car,
mm-hmm.
my kids are going to private schools and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's different in Zimbabwe. So if we try portray something like that to give them a bit of everything so that someone is motivated to get out of the office and run onto the field.
Mm-hmm. Ndoro, what is your motivation to play rugby? Is it currently, I guess there's no money you're getting from playing rugby, yeah?
Yeah, well, at this stage, under 21s is just starting. We can't really expect, you to just give us something. Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah. But what is your motivation? What makes you go to the field, train, work hard, and take all the risks you do?
My motivation is actually, I'm actually a bit of a very jealous guy. I uh-huh. look at other countries like South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an African country just like us. And, we are, as Zimbabweans, we're actually very good at the sport. Because when you look at it as a team, we might not do so well. But then when those individuals go out of the country, they actually perform, they get certain contracts. We have other Zim players playing for other countries.
Yeah.
That actually shows that the talent is there. It's just not enhanced or something like that. So what motivates me is that talent that's being suppressed in the country. Hoping maybe if I make it one day I'll play for a Sables that actually goes to the World Cup, because we do have the talent. The talent is there.
Mm-hmm.
If the talent wasn't there, those guys going out of the country would be nothing at all in those countries. But then you hear certain so-and-so in this country is doing well, this other guy is doing well in that other country.
Yeah.
That means the talent is there.
Uh-huh.
And with the motivation, with the talent getting motivated, that becomes a full package, like I was telling you, getting motivated with the medical covers, the salaries, and everything else, and making the sport bigger. Because you look at how many schools that play rugby.
Yeah. Yeah,
about 150.
Yeah.
But then you look at the clubs, they're only like 19, 20.
Mm-hmm.
That means the number decreases as we age. And when we're aging, that's when we're expecting to be professional players. That's when you're expecting to get your peak. Because you find the young players that are playing the national teams at 19 or at 20. But then when you get to 19 or 20, you don't know where to look to. Because the clubs don't have an under 21s. They don't have an under 23s. We don't even have an academy in our country. We only have Mbari Academy. And I respect it for that. For having from under 14s to under 21s. So basically what motivates what motivates me is that, you know, that, yeah.
Okay.
That.
All right. So now that we've started that, there's a problem with the admin side of things, which I feel like they're trying to fix now with the under 21s.
Yes.
Now we've got a bit of a bridge between high school rugby and senior team rugby. So now my question is to you, Tamuka.
Mm.
Do you guys sometimes get a chance to play with the senior players? Because to be honest, the fact is you guys are already at the age where you could make a senior team if you're good enough. So do you get that chance? Because if you look, for example, in Zimbabwean sport in general,
yeah,
there's a tendency to separate that generations don't mix.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason why we don't have continuity. Mm-hmm. So are they making an effort to bridge that, to make sure that there's continuity by making you guys mix with the senior teams, play for the senior teams if you're good enough and so forth?
Yes, currently we are now playing, we are under 21, there's a league, right?
Yeah.
But in the senior league, I think they start in March or April.
Starting end of March?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the coaches were telling us, you need to keep working hard because next month, some of you guys will be playing for the seniors. So I think they're trying to combine us with them and trying to keep us motivated to play for the senior team.
Okay.
Okay.
Tamuka, given the opportunity, would you move to another country, say if South Africa or Sharks or Stormers, maybe the Blue Bulls gave you a contract?
I think you would.
and later on, South Africa Rugby Springboks call you up. Would you give up your Zimbabwean, you know, position to play for South Africa Rugby?
I'm sure at this stage I would do that.
Why would you do that? Is it based on South Africa being a better rugby nation or it being a career decision where you're going to find yourself earning by playing rugby? Why would you, you know, change from Zimbabwe to South Africa like what the Beasts and them have done?
I think in South Africa, one of the guys was saying, if you want to play rugby, you should go to South Africa. But then I think in Zimbabwe, at the same time, we are lacking, maybe, I think the government should also help us in the sporting, like in rugby.
Yeah.
Because if you look at South Africa, the government, they really take part in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of things for rugby. Like, for example, limiting the number of white people in the team or trying to make sure that there's equal numbers for the blacks and whites in the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that way, they're also trying to participate in the sport. But in Zimbabwe, you never hear of any, even of the Minister of Sport talking about rugby or anything.
Okay. You're talking about a quota system, which is a great thing. What sort of system would you suggest for Zimbabwe rugby? Do we say at least 5 players in the first team should be under 23s in the Zimbabwe Sables team? Is that a better option for you so that there's more incorporation of these youngsters? You talented guys, Kuda, Tamuka, you guys are playing rugby. Would you say a policy like that from the minister, Makosini Hlongwane, saying at least 5 players should be under 23 in the Zimbabwe Sables team, would that help? Is that sort of a quota system that you would want? If in South Africa they're focused on maybe race-based quota system,
yes,
where they want more black people in there. In Zimbabwe, we already have a plenitude of blacks playing the sport. What sort of quota system would you suggest for the Zim government or Zimbabwe rugby?
I think if they keep looking at the under 21s, I think there's a lot of potential in the under 21 league. Like if you look at Harare Sports Club, Odararians, I think we played last weekend and everyone's been saying, ah, that was a good game, you guys got the best players in the all of the league. I think if they look at that league and then they scout maybe, yeah, just less than 5 people, 5 guys who are under 21, I think if they start growing into the national team, by the time they get to 25, I think they'll be having enough experience to maybe participate in the Africa Cup, the ones in Madagascar, Kenya.
Yeah, it's the Africa
Cup. That's the Africa Cup.
Should be Group A or Group B. I think
Group A, yeah.
Yeah. I think if by the age of 25, if you have enough experience, I think we can do all.
Uh-huh. Harare Sports Club played Old Hararians last week, under 21s. Who won the match?
I think we have an answer.
No, we
you got the answer before.
No, the thing is, we didn't actually lose, we just ran out of time.
Yeah, that's true.
So what was the score by the time we ran out of time?
14-10. Okay. Unfortunately.
RS Sports Club were leading.
Lucky for them, yeah.
All right, so maybe Mike said a match, you'd attend one of these matches and maybe we can get a proper view of under 21 rugby, because
definitely
I only learned about it last week. I didn't even know we had an under 21 league.
Okay, yeah, that's great development.
Yeah, it's $2 entry, but for you guys, the first time you come, you come in for free.
Ah, thank you.
It's on me.
Yeah.
So when is your next match?
Next week we play the semifinals.
Oh, so this is a cup of sorts.
Yeah.
Okay. And where is the match?
To be confirmed. We're not too sure.
All right. All right. We'll chase up on that.
Yeah.
Another question. If you could choose a country to play for, say scouts have come up and they've picked up your talent, which country would you play rugby for if you could just play for any country in the world?
Personally, believe it or not.
Wait,
not,
can I guess?
Yes.
Oh, no, it sucks because you said believe it or not, so you're probably going to say Zimbabwe.
Okay.
But besides that, I thought you're an All Blacks fan.
No, I'm actually more of a Wallabies fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, cool. So,
yeah, the thing is, I'm more of a patriot, you see. You know, I actually thank Zimbabwe for raising me, for making me the man I am today. So, for that, I'm really grateful. And, you know, for that, I'm really grateful. And, you know, playing for another country will be sort of, I can say, being a sellout. You know, you're not grateful for what the country has done for you. And
Would you call Beast a sellout?
Well, in the most polite way, yes. So of course,
to listen to this show and look for Kuda Question Doro.
maybe club rugby. Maybe club rugby. Because, you know, you look at a country and, like I was saying before, you can't actually build a career path with rugby. Because you can't earn much to build a house, to buy a stand, or to get your kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that, I can play for another club, but then for my country, I would certainly play for Zimbabwe and hopefully go to the World Cup one day, because that's one of the my goals. Yeah,
okay.
One of Tamuka? The goals.
I would go play in USA,
United States.
Yes.
Why?
I think because the United States that's one of the countries that is still developing.
Okay.
And I think the talent that I have, if I go take it there, I'm sure I can teach a lot of people how to do the side steps, you know, those things.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
He's my friend, but he's a sellout.
You need to take care of people like this.
You need to test and Max in a match. Tamuka and the Beast are sellouts. It's been made official.
Yeah, talking about corporate sponsorship, we've seen Old Mutual. You guys are wearing Old Mutual t-shirts there. Mm-hmm. Old Mutual have supported rugby development in Zimbabwe for a while. Has that been good? Should it be more, you know, sponsorship for from other corporates? And what do you think about Old Mutual's participation in rugby?
I think Old Mutual's participation in rugby is the vital thing. Because I think it should be under 14 last year, all the team that went for Craven Week, they've been sponsored kit by Old Mutual. And I think even for the food that they took, I think it was Old Mutual who was sponsoring.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think at the same time, they're putting a burden on Old Mutual. Because I think the last year I made under 20, and then we went to Namibia. I remember we didn't have any sort of kit. We only got coaches, which we used for traveling and coming back.
Uh-huh.
But I think the coaches were trying to release the pressure on Old Mutual.
Okay.
So I think if we could...
So Old Mutual is the only one that seems to be participating in sponsorship.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it really is. And I really would like to thank Old Mutual for that, because, you know, you don't find a lot of companies like that sponsor a single sport from under 14 level, because that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, I'm not too sure, 3 or 4 years back, we used to pay to play for a country, like for Craven Week. You'd pay 1,500
Yeah, I remember back in those years.
So the guys that couldn't afford, the good talented guys that couldn't afford, would not travel because of financial instability. But Old Mutual came in and they're paying for everything, for the flights. All right. So all you have to do now is just be good enough to play for the country.
To be selected.
And then you can go. So I'm really grateful for that. But just like how a single parent struggles with raising kids alone, it's the same thing with Old Mutual. It's the only thing that's sponsoring rugby. So maybe we can have other two or three big companies that can look into it. And I promise you, rugby as a sport will not disappoint.
That is true.
That's good to hear. So this is also a call to corporates, and we have the under 21. So when you want to sponsor, please sponsor under 21 rugby, because they are the ones that have asked for this sponsorship directly live on Max Eden Match.
So
you guys are basically to conclude. So basically this under 21 rugby, people will definitely want more information on this, because I'm sure this is information that's not out there. Okay. Where can they find this information? Or can you please provide information on matches, dates, the fields you use, and so forth? Because I'm sure this information is not as public as you would want it to be. So if there's pages on social media that people can follow, if there's places that people can go to for information, please do tell us.
It's sad to say, rugby is not the main sport in the country, so you wouldn't expect everyone to know what's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then we have Kairos Rugby. They usually update people on Facebook. I'm sure there is something as well. There are like two or three pages on Facebook.
Okay, that do the updates.
But Kairos Rugby is usually the one up to date, and they will tell you guys everything. And also, maybe to the ladies, they can get our numbers and check our profile pictures.
There we go. All right. So what we'll do, basically, we'll get the information from these guys, and we'll put the information on the Max Eden Match pages. So please do check out our Max Eden Match pages on Twitter, on Facebook, and the Capital 263 Instagram page. We'll upload all the information you need about the Under 21 Rugby League, so that you know where to be, when it will be, and which games to look forward to, so that we can go and support the sport. Because it's not enough to say, "Oh, Mishaw should do this, ZRU should do this," and us, the fans, we're just sitting in our houses when we know these things are happening and we're not supporting. So please, take your $2, go and support Under 21 Rugby. Basically that's, I think, we're good now?
Yeah, thank you for coming out, Tamuka and Kuda. It's been a great 20 minutes of...
Was it 20?
Yeah, it was 20. thank you time for joining Mike's at a Match. We're hosting Tamuka Pamire and Kuda Kwashindoro, who are playing for all the Rarians under 21s, and they have played for Zimbabwe junior teams as well. Thank you, gents.
You are now listening to Capital 263. Free to say it.
Free to do it.
The second segment of Mike's Eden Match. We have Zimbabwe Cricket, Claudio Ranieri, Champions League, Europa, and the weekend fixtures. So first, congratulations to Zimbabwe back from 2-0 to 2-2 against Afghanistan. Good.
The past two games, man, they've been electric, to say the least. Chasing down such a low total.
Yeah.
Today, that was easy.
Today was an easy fixture.
And then defending another very low total the previous match.
The Wednesday match was incredible.
The one that everyone was saying was fixed. Whoever fixed that match, please call us.
Don't say everyone. You also saying the match was fixed.
Yeah, well, whoever fixed that match, please call us. We need you to fix a couple of games for the Warriors because I
kind of feel even today's match was fixed because the way Afghanistan just fell, you know, it was.
I think sometimes somebody was actually saying on Twitter that we've been so conditioned to losing that when we win, we always think something is up in the background. But maybe the Chevrons are actually playing some good cricket and everything. So maybe we should just give them the congratulations that are due and say, well done for the good job that they've done to chase the series from 2-0 down. Yeah. Now it's 2-2, and the final is on Sunday. That's going to be epic.
Yeah. I am hoping to be there.
I am going to be there at 8:30.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat. If anyone from Centurion is listening to this, please make me some breakfast.
I'm not sure I'll recover from Saturday, but I'll try to be there on Sunday.
No, you will be there. Max and Mitch crew will be there. I'm going to make sure Liz is there. Don't worry. Yeah,
taking pictures
and stuff. Maybe we can carry our mobile equipment, get a few comments from the fans.
Let's hope the boys win. Yeah. I don't want any angry comments after the match.
Yeah, but I love how Zim Cricket is playing. PJ Moore, he was in exceptional form today. Batted right through the innings.
But he's been bad the whole series, which is
Today he was good. To give him credit, he was good today.
Yeah, and, I'm really happy for the boys. The batting today showed up well because it's 100 score to chase. But our bowling has been really good.
It has.
I think we're benefiting from Heatstreak and Maka Antini doing definitely a great job. Klusner might need to shape up because
he does because I was actually reading this press conference in the morning that he had, and he actually said the batting needs to be stepped up. He has acknowledged that there is a bit of a weakness in the team.
Yeah.
In the batting, so I think that's always a good first step to solving whatever problems you have.
And one solid decision on Tuesday, they dropped Hamilton Masakadza for Sean Williams.
I don't know why that guy is even move in the team. That guy should just go Kumusha and try. You know, it's raining. Can you go try and farm something?
There was a phony site that was doing the rounds this week, which claimed to have a list of the most richest Zimbabwean cricketers, and I think at number 3, Hamilton.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny because the other Sunday when the first match was played, I was at HSC and I was talking to someone on the inside. I can't mention names.
And secret society things.
He was telling me that Masakadza and the senior players basically they are earning an average of 6,000
wow
each per month. Wow. That's excluding appearance fees. Wow. That excludes bonuses and endorsements.
We
and
deserve
so
more, Mr. Masakadza.
Definitely, we definitely deserve more. And we're actually talking that the younger players that are coming into the squad are not earning that much.
Mm-hmm.
And why are these guys earning 6,000 for the performance that they're giving us? Why don't you cut down the salaries? Give the younger players a fair salary as well. It's an issue of contention because I feel this is how we also lose players, man.
Like, yeah.
Sometimes people get fed up because of these things. You see somebody, they're not performing well, like Hamilton, they're earning 6,000, 5,000, whatever that he's earning. And you're wondering, but I'm doing well. Where's the money?
So, that is true. I hope Mr. Brandon Taylor gets to come back. Kyle Jarvis, who also lost because of these contractual issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's very positive. I was very happy. Like,
yeah, it's
over
a
the
positive
moon
result,
that,
man.
Masakadza has been benched for someone who's delivering. Sean Williams played
definitely
very well in the two innings that he's played. So, it's good to have that change.
So, yeah, everybody, the chevrons on Sunday, Harare Sports Club. Yeah. The match starts at 9:30, if I'm not mistaken.
It's when the toss is done. So, yeah. As early as you can get there.
Let's go in on numbers. Bring your flags, as you always say.
Are you sure, Josh?
For Christian, it's fine now. You can bring your flags. Please come out in your numbers. Bring your families. It's going to be an awesome time, I guarantee you. And until we lose, maybe, about 3-4, and then there's going to be a lot of angry people, but you'd have enjoyed most of your day. So
I'm not going to jinx this one. I think
because we've won the past two games. We are huge on confidence right now.
Yeah, that is true.
And Afghanistan are very low on confidence, which is why I think their betting order is collapsing so dramatically. Yeah. So I think the chevrons are actually in for a really good chance. They just need to focus on their game, not get too cocky.
Uh-huh.
Because once you start to get cocky, that's when you lose. So maybe they should just maintain the same standard of cricket that they've been playing. Focus on our bowling attack, focus on our fielding, where we've been strong. And I think we'll win the match easily.
One of the stars has been debutant Ngarava Richard, who's the bowler. He's been getting the wickets, low economy throughout the series, and he's proved very well.
Yeah.
He's also part of an academy team that's been selected by Tetenda Taibu that'll be touring England soon. Richard Ngarava is part of the team. Sakanda is also part of the team. Ryan Bell and I think PJ Moore are the four players in the current team that are going to be traveling to England, touring, playing against county clubs. And I hope that experience will help us develop ahead of the next challenge, which is the 2019 World Cup.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that while they're on their tour, we don't lose them.
That's true.
A very important thing.
That is true. Yeah,
somebody out there doesn't recognize how good they are and eventually pinch them away from Zimbabwe, because we need those players. Let's be honest.
We really do.
We spoke about this the last time we spoke about cricket. We spoke about how we need developmental players, the young players and whatever. I think Dobby is going to kill someone. Because he spoke about these players a long time ago, and now they're playing and they're doing very well.
Yeah.
So shout out to Dobby for that one. So I think it's very important that ZCC tries to make sure they don't lose these players.
Uh-huh.
Because they're very good talent. They're very talented.
That is true. I'm very grateful for the work that Tatenda Taibu is doing as head of selectors,
definitely.
Heat Streak as well, and his coaching staff.
Makarantini,
very incredible.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
Talking about coaching staff, Leicester City have fired the entire coaching staff. It's actually Claudio Ranieri, the head of the staff, but I think it's only natural that
it's going to eventually progress into an overhaul.
But what a decision, man.
I think I don't know how I feel about this, but I think given that Leicester, honestly, this is Leicester's level.
That's what I thought too.
This is their level. They are always that team that everyone expects to be battling relegation. They are always that team that's going to finish 15th, 14th, 13th. Yeah. That's where they should. That's where naturally they should be. And last season was magic.
Yeah.
Ranieri pulled a rabbit out of the head and they won the league. And now I think the club's biggest mistake was increasing those player salaries so dramatically. Because now we have the Vardys earning hundreds of thousands, you have the Mahrez earning that much. And it's not feasible for a club like Leicester.
The big issue for me was they celebration is great, yeah, but they acted as if there will never be another EPL season again.
Definitely.
After last season, the manager, the owners bought everyone a BMW.
I8. What's that country drove all the way to London.
Like, there was just a bit of overzealousness around the owners. They went too crazy. They didn't think about the next season. Alex would say, once the last match is done, you now think about the next match. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
They didn't think about next season. They just thought, we've done it. We've broken the record. We'll obviously go on and do it again. We have the same players. We've only lost one player. And it's been to their downfall. There's been questions that, you know, they're going to get relegated to this season. I just felt, you know, maybe Ranieri should have been given like one more month.
I think they shouldn't have fired him at all. Like, where Leicester is right now, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond the coach. It's just their level. That's who they are.
That is who they truly are. Yeah.
And whether you change coaches, whether you don't, you know, and maybe they're trying to find a different coach to just pull them out of the relegation zone where they are really close to going down. But to be honest, I see Leicester being relegated anyway.
I think they'll survive. There's always something about a new manager, you know, new tactics. It enables players to refocus.
But you know what? The thing is, if you look at all the team, most of the teams that they're battling, only one team hasn't changed a coach this season, and that's Sunderland, which hasn't fired Moyes.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else has taken over a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say there's something about a new coach, it's not just Leicester that's got a new coach. Everyone has a new one. Yeah. Look at Swansea. Yeah. They've been rejuvenated ever since the new coach came. Everyone now in that zone, except Sunderland, has a new coach. So
it's going to be right down to the wire.
Yeah, and I think if they wanted to change coaches, I think they should have done it earlier. They've left it a bit too late for me. Because the next game, the coach is going to come in and he's still trying to find his feet.
The next game is against Liverpool.
Exactly, and they're going to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
The next 2-3 games are going to be very difficult. And once they lose those games, they're in the red zone.
It's very tight.
And the teams that are going to be coming out of that zone, they're not trying to go back there. Mm-hmm. Trust me, the Swansea's, the Howls, the they're not the Sunderland, even though they're losing so much and they're on the brink of relegation, they're not trying to go down as well. So it's not just a Leicester fight. Everyone is fighting to survive. So it's going to be very difficult, but I call it relegation.
It'll be incredible to watch as the season goes towards its ending.
Yeah, it's going to
so
be
tell
fun
us what,
to watch that.
Tell us what you
table.
Think. Hit us up on Mike's Head and Match and share your thoughts about Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a fight. In the Champions League, we have more fights to look forward to. Barcelona-PSG. PSG
that's
humiliating
not a fight. That's not a fight.
Barcelona. You're a Barcelona man.
I'm not a Barcelona man. Let me clarify that.
Okay. Right
I'm
here on Mike's
Head and Match. I'm a Lionel Messi fan. And that gives me an inclination towards Barcelona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's clear.
I think I'll stick to you being a Barcelona man.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, so, I think PSG, they were brilliant in that match. 4-0. I think it's impossible. This is not the Barcelona of previous years where they could overturn anything with the Xavis or the Iniestas.
But there's the one factor called Lionel Messi. You know, he can turn up. And
Five goals,
you,
because
you can get to 4 goals.
Because you know what PSG is gonna do.
Uh-huh.
PSG is gonna sit back because in a Camp Nou, believe me, Barcelona is gonna be attacking and they're gonna be attacking hard.
Yeah, they will be.
They're gonna sit back, hit on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Cavani is gonna score.
Once PSG scores, it's done.
That one goal is gonna finish it all.
Uh-huh.
Barcelona is gonna win. I give them a 3-1. But they can't. I don't see them overturning the deficit to qualify. I think realistically, it's quite over for them. Save this for Arsenal. Season.
Arsenal 5-1 to Bayern Munich.
And they're gonna lose 3-1 again at the Emirates.
It's a deflating situation. We need to get Arsenal fans on the show and find out what they think about.
I think it's too early for that. We still need these mics. unless we're gonna put them in handcuffs and so that they can just speak without touching anything, then that'll be fine.
They fired their manager, but they're 2-1 down to Sevilla, Leicester City in the Champions League. Do you think there's any way back? Do you think they'll fight?
I think Leicester has a chance. I think they in the Champions League, contrary to their
EPL
Premier League
season,
form, they've been playing quite well. 2-1 to Sevilla is quite a good score, because Sevilla is actually this is a team that has been winning the Europa over and over.
Yeah,
and that is a very good score to get 2-1 against Sevilla. I expected them to be thrashed 4-5-0.
Yeah.
But they managed to keep the score to 2-0.
Sevilla are not entirely an attacking team. They'll score goals 2-3 at most, but they won't go beyond that. They're not highly.
No, but because of how
Leicester
is playing, I expected it to be worse. I didn't expect Vardy of all people to score. That guy has been out of it for.
He's been out of it. I reckon they could get a draw, but Sevilla should nick it in the end.
I think I'm going to be optimistic for Leicester. I give Leicester a 2-1 as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then that takes it to extra time. And then Leicester is going to score another one. Just one of those classic Vardy counters from when they won the league. Just one of those.
Just one of those moments of brilliance. Yeah. Where is Maris? We'll discuss that later on.
And it's still at the AFCON, apparently.
And more English pride at risk. Man City against Monaco. Monaco 3 goals away from home. 5-3. What a scintillating match that was.
Can we just talk about Falcao's second goal? How beautiful was that chip? How beautiful.
I'm just great. I'm just happy to see Falcao playing.
Legend.
You know, I know it's 4 goals in our entire season. No, he's not a legend.
A Man U legend.
No, we do not consider him. Maybe he's a Chelsea legend.
No, he never existed in Chelsea. I don't remember him at Chelsea. He never came. But yeah, it's good to see top players like that back in form.
Yeah.
And scoring great goals like that. That chip was absolutely exquisite. City, they did wonders in that game from 3-1 down. They won the match eventually 5-3,
yeah.
Which was a great comeback, and they kept pushing, you know. And I know Guardiola is not performing as awesome as we expected him to do he hasn't created a new Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
but he's doing quite well, in my opinion. And City going to the tie, 2 goals up. If they score one in Monaco, they have a very great advantage.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a 2-0 Monaco win, 2-1 Monaco win, and it's a different ball game altogether. So I'm just hoping that actually I'm rooting for English teams in all these competitions except one. I shall not mention that one. But I'm hoping that City turn up and somehow manage to just score one goal, which will secure. I don't see Monaco scoring 4 or 5 goals again in Monaco. I think they can manage 2 or 3 at best. So I think a City goal would just secure it, and I'm hoping that City do that and they progress.
Contrary to your hopes, Monaco are the second highest scoring team in Europe this season. And it's possible they could go out there, you know, Mbappe, Silva, Bernardo. You know, they have these attacking players that are really quick.
It's unfortunate that John Stones has to be the one to prevent those goals.
Yeah, that's a sad situation. John Stones and Claudio Bravo.
If any English
teams
are listening, please sign me. I would like to take my chances against John Stones. I think I'd do a pretty decent job.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what Guardiola, why he is not taking John Stones out of that team, because week in, week out,
He's a Barcelona man. Defense is not really a Barcelona thing, you know.
But you see, midfield it's
strength and forward play.
John Stones is just another story for another day. The same day we talk about where is Mahrez, we'll talk about what is John Stones. And moving on to the Europa League.
Clear runway for Manchester United to get a backdoor entrance into the Champions League. Let's go, United!
I think Man United have been playing quite well. I think the team has transformed. It's not as fluid as maybe everyone would hope that mm-hmm. they'll be, but I think they're playing quite well. And basically, I think they are the favorites right now. I would name them favorites for the Europa League right now where we are. I think they're the team to look at.
Teams like Celta, Apoel, Anderlecht, Schalke, Borussia, Mönchengladbach, whatever they're called, Lyon, Roma, Rostov, Olympiakos, Besiktas.
You're going to know what they're called. You know that you're facing Borussia, Mönchengladbach, right?
Ajax, you know.
You're going to tell me when Borussia, Mönchengladbach turns up in Old Trafford. That's when you'll know.
United is playing Rostov, Russian.
Remember when team. You didn't know MK Dons?
No, we knew MK Dons. LBG just didn't know them, but the rest of us knew them. For me, personally, I think it's a clear runway. It reminds me of the FA Cup run last season, where the big teams fell out and very few teams, you know, stayed in there, and Man United eventually got to the finals and won it.
But you've still got a couple of good teams in this competition. You have the Lyons, you have the Zenit St. Petersburg, you have the Olympiacos, you have Roma.
Roma play Lyon.
And you've got Celta Vigo, Iago Aspas.
Roma play Lyon.
Yeah.
So that means one giant is going out. Schalke is playing Borussia, so one giant is also going out.
Yeah.
Those are the big ranked.
So you're saying Celta Vigo is not a threat?
It's not a threat. I will give them Eric Bailly.
So have you seen Iago Aspas against Barcelona?
Barcelona cannot defend.
You know that Iago Aspas is third top goal scorer in the Liga right now.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, I'm just giving you the fact that
and Zlatan Ibrahimovic, what is he in the league right now? Third top goal scorer. Yeah, so it's an open match. I can stand here and say we're going to win.
If it's an open match,
uh-huh.
I agree.
Yeah, it's an open match. Yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's not as Man U are favorites. Mm-hmm. You've got the Jose Mourinho, you've got Zlatan, you've got quite a good squad. And there are other teams that are capable of causing an upset.
Mm-hmm.
But going into the match, the odds would favor Man United. And given their form in all competitions, their form at Old Trafford, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is in very good form. I was wrong about him from the start of the season.
Yeah. Can you repeat that for everyone who's listening?
Okay, I had been kidnapped. I was under duress when I said that. I didn't mean it. But yeah, so I think the Europa League is also going to be very interesting as it comes to a close. I think Man U might suffer a bit from the congestion of fixtures. The fixtures in the EPL that have been postponed.
That is true.
Four competitions right now at the tail end of the season where players are tiring out. Fatigue is kicking in. Injuries are going to start kicking in as well. It's going to be, and now there's rumors of Wayne Rooney leaving and so forth in the summer. Those are things that make the team a bit unstable, if I may put it that way.
Yeah.
But I think Man U players, you've got the experience of Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the experience of the Michael Carricks, Jose Mourinho himself, David De Gea. Those are players that have a good, stable mind that are capable of working through those kind of situations and still ensuring that the team wins. So I think your team has got a good chance
to win. Jose for Europa.
But then two, three titles, actually, this season.
This weekend, Manchester United plays Southampton at Wembley in the EFL Cup. Yeah. Wembley. Wembley is Wayne Rooney's home. It's Juan Mata's favorite ground. It's the likes of Jesse Lingard's favorite ground as well. So I'm hoping we win. I'm hoping Jose gets his first silverware. It'll be good for the morale of the team, you know.
It would really be good. And it would also take the pressure off him to say that he hasn't been so good in this season to get some silverware.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
I remember trolling Chelsea fans, was it two seasons ago when you won the Capital One Cup, was it?
Yeah.
And Jose was sliding through the pitch celebrating.
And I'm now you're hoping for the zoo.
Now I want the trophy like it's crazy.
So and speaking of Chelsea, the EPL is also back this weekend. So
Chelsea taking on Swansea. I think
lookout for that.
It's an easy victory for Chelsea. Should be a very straightforward
walk in the park,
win. Swansea have been on the come up, but maybe a 3-1 victory for Chelsea or a 2-1
to see Diego Costa back on the score sheet. He's been coasting now for a while. I don't know what's
he's affecting my
fantasy football
fantasy
man.
Team man,
it's terrible. You can't exactly take him out because you never know what he's going to do the next game, but
that is true.
So that's it. Check out the EPL this weekend. Check out Man United vs Southampton.
And support Zimbabwe cricket on Sunday.
If I know you and I don't see you at HSC, we're going to have a problem. It's going to be $1 for the rest of the ground, $2 for the embankment and Centurion. So you can't make an excuse to say, nangandisina. It's just $1. Please, let's come out. Like I said, bring your flags. It's fine. Nobody's going to harass you for your flag. The patron of Zim Cricket just turned 93.
Congratulations to President Robert.
93 not out. But I think that's it.
It's been a good show. Follow me on at Lizzo C and Josh at
Six Legend, and also follow Mike Said Match, and follow our host, our mother channel, Capital 263. Do give us a shout out on our Twitter page, give us a shout out on Facebook, give a shout out on our individual pages. And you never know, you might be our next guest on Max at a Match.
Yeah. So until next week. Cheers.
Cheers.